For once, there was broad agreement at Stormont.
Thank you.
A large majority voted in favour of the proposed new laws. But would making payment for sex a crime be enforceable by the police? One former officer doubts it.
Well, that is going to be extremely difficult. First of all, if the person who's providing the sex isn't going to give you a statement, is going to be a hostile witness, you've got a problem. Secondly, you're going to have to look at pattern of life, so you're going to have to target the environment where it's taking place to gather enough evidence to show circumstantially that this person is visiting there has been an exchange of money, or you're going to have to run sting operations, and then you're going to get into all sorts of legal questions.
But at Stormont today, Lord Morrow rejected criticism of his bill.
Yes, it is enforceable. This is not a novel idea. It must be remembered that similar legislation is working effectively in places like Sweden and Norway. So I am saying the longest shot I'm putting to it is middle of next year it will be law.
And the DUP are being backed by Sinn Féin.
We support the fact that men who purchase sex should be targeted, and there should be zero tolerance for that. But our amendment was about ensuring that women who are engaging as prostitutes are not criminalised.
The proposed legislation now seems set to become law, but the wider debate will continue.